Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, the Raccoon Valley Radio Network and AM and FM KDLS. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we're getting the latest update on the city of Perry from Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. All right, so let's just get started with this. First thing I wanted to get your thoughts about is last night at the city council meeting was the first update from the newly formed committee to discuss the city's firework ordinance. Can you give me an update on what they had to say?
Sure. So the fireworks committee had met a time or two and really had just kind of done some background work on kind of what other towns do for fireworks and what their experience was this fireworks season. It kind of seemed like a lot of communities dealt with the same kind of thing that we had of just a lot of fireworks activity over the 4th of July holiday. So they're going to continue to study that, and they are seeking ideas and input from the community. So if you have any ideas, thoughts, perspectives, feel free to give either Police Chief Eric Mon, Barb Walling, or Dr. Randy McCauley a call and chat with them about fireworks. But yeah, they're going to continue to study this, and then they'll have another report at the first meeting in September.
Awesome. And then some more exciting news coming from the city, an EDA grant of over $1.2 million coming in for critical infrastructure. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that's going to go to benefit the city?
Yeah, so this 1.2 matches with another RISE grant from the state. So with that state funding, the federal funding, that gets us about $2 million, and the total project cost for this is $3 million. So it was a great opportunity for us to leverage some outside funding to get a very good project done. And this will reconstruct Bateman from 1st to 4th Street, and then some of 3rd and 4th Street, as well as some of Rawson. So great opportunity for us to get some good infrastructure work done at a very low cost to the city.
So a very great project. It's going to help a lot of people get around the city of Perry, certainly helping businesses. And I know you guys got funding figured out for the most part, at least. Can you kind of give me an update on what the timeline is, or at least what you you have in mind for that project?
Yeah, so next we'll be working with Bolton & Mink on design of the project, and then after that we'll move into bidding, probably construction next year and possibly into 2022. So kind of a pretty long-term project. It is a big project for us, so it might span over two construction seasons, but that'll be just fine, and we'll end up with a very good product and great new infrastructure in that area.
Then another topic of discussion was a resolution regarding an airport improvements program grants. Can you educate me a little bit about that?
Sure. So that one is for the design work on the runway reconstruction project out at the airport. And that will basically just rebuild our existing runway just slightly off where it is now. So it'll be a 4,000 foot by 100 foot wide runway, and we're still working on trying to get that 1,500 foot extension to our ultimate length of 5,500 feet. But right now, the FAA is giving us funding for design on the 4,000 feet of the runway. So looking forward to, again, getting that project done. Once that design work is done, we'll be able to move right into construction. All of the land acquisition is done. So now it's just a matter of pushing some dirt and to putting concrete down. So, again, really excited for that project, and we really have a lot of awesome projects going in town.
And then one of those projects that I want to get your thoughts on, the McCreary Center Improvement Project, I know that's approaching the finish line. Can you give me the latest on where that's at and what the timeline is with completion?
You bet. So right now, pretty much all of the major construction work is done, and it's really just getting those final contractors in there to do the finishing touches on, sound systems, internet connectivity, things like that. So hopefully in a couple weeks here, we'll be able to look at reopening. Still not sure what that looks like in our pandemic we have going on, but we're going to do our best to safely reopen as much as we can of that rec center to get patrons back in there.
Awesome. Well, that hit all the points I wanted to get your thoughts on. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you want to highlight about whether the city council meeting or anything else going on throughout the city of Perry you think our fine listeners should know about?
One thing that was mentioned, the mayor did a proclamation strongly encouraging everybody to wear a face covering and practice social distancing. So just want to make sure that our local residents and businesses are doing everything we can to slow the spread of coronavirus in town and out of town if people travel out of town. So just encouraging everybody to wear their face covering when they're out and about shopping, as well as hoping businesses strongly encourage or require face coverings when patrons come into their businesses.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson about the latest city council meeting and other activities going on throughout the city of Perry. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on, AM and FM KDLS, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.